So let's review again. There's a din of kum lebedirabinei. That's a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Mishpatim, and the parsha of Dimei Velodais. What does the pasuk say? Ki inatzal anoshim v'nokful isha hara v'yotzal yiladeha. So lo yiyasa, the woman doesn't get killed. Anish yanish kashi ashes halabalo isha. The one who caused the fetus to die has to pay Dimei Velodais to the husband. The husband is the bailam on the baby. Sounds like the mother is not the bailam. The husband is the bailam. That's what it says in the Chumash. The Gemara even has in the first the end of the first perek in Erechin, there's a Mishnah that if a woman deserves an oinash misa, she did the chal Shabbos, whatever, and she's pregnant. So the Mishnah says, "Hey, mamtina lo ad shetelet. You don't wait a couple of weeks, couple of months, until she's going to give birth to the baby. You kill her now." So the Gemara says, "Pshita, why would I have thought that you postpone?" So the Gemara said, "Well, there's a havamina that the Torah tells us in the parsha of Mevilotis. There's an institution in Mevilotis that the Torah tells us that the husband is the bailam on the baby. So I would have thought, fine, you have to give an einish misa to the woman, but you have the right to be mafsid, the husband, the uber. You should wait till the baby is born. He'll have his dinim ominous, and then you give the isha the death penalty. So kamashmal on the pasuk, kamesa gam shneim gam l'rabis ha'savlad. And even if the woman is pregnant, you still kill her." So the Gemara understands that the pasuk and the Mevilotis tells us that the husband is the bailam, the husband is the owner of the uber, the husband is the owner. So the Torah says that imosin yia, if the woman dies, then it's kom labidirabinei. Then you don't pay the Mevilotis. If the woman doesn't die, lo yasan, anish yanish, kashi yoshi salabaloish. So that's the original institution of kom labidirabinei, that misa patas from moment. Then the Mishnah has.
There's no husband. There's nobody can.
If there's no husband, then the Gemara says in Baba Kama that the Isha does get the Dmei Velodis. But the Shaila is. I already forgot. There's a Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ravid about the details of the case. We'll have to look it up. We're going to have to look it up. But it goes Birusha to the Yorshim. Why does it go to the wife? I forgot about it. There's a major machlokes. The Rambam and the Ravid had to understand that din, and it's going to be relevant to this Tosfos. So we may have to go through it today. Okay? We'll have to figure it out. So again, so the original parsha of Kam Levi the Rambam goes, and Misa Patas from Mammon. Yeah, what about Koris? Does Koris Pata from Mammon? So our Mishnah says no. Koris does not Pata from Mammon, only Misa. The opening Mishnah says only Misa Patas, Koris does not pass. Pata. Gemara says on Lamed Amud Aleph, Lapukim der Mechunya ben Akone, the old Zakaris does Pata from Mama. Serve Gishul Shol Chaveroi, B'Shabbos is Kom Lai B'di Rabbi Neim, then she was Chai Ben Avsha. What about a Serve Gishul Shol Chaveroi B'Yom Kippur, where there's a Chi of Kores? So that's a Machlekes, Ram Nuchudim ben Akone and Nechachamim. What is the Mokka for Ram Nuchudim ben Akone? So there was Machlekes, Abai V'Rove. Gemara says, My Benai, what's the difference for the Pasuk A, or Pasuk B, where they hold like Abai, hold like Rava. Nafkamina is where the Misa B'dei Shamayim also patas. We don't paskin like Rav Nechunya Min Akon at all. We paskin even Koris doesn't pata. But if one would have held like Rav Nechunya Min Akon, what would he say where the Misa B'dei Shamayim patas? So where do you have Nafkamina Alocha L'maisa? The Gemara says, Zar she'ochal Truma B'mezid. I eat, I'm a Zar, I'm not a Kohen. Zar means I'm not a Kohen. And I eat someone else's truma. So I'm chayiv mitam gezom, mitam mazik. I'm chayiv to pay for the truma. But I'm chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Zav shachal truma b'mezin is misa b'dei shamayim. So according to Abaye, you would apply kam levi d'rabbinei. And according to Rava, you would not apply kam levi d'rabbinei. So the Gemara kept on questioning, is it really so that according to Abaye, you would apply the rule of kam levi d'rabbinei, but it's not b'yidna? Didn't he make the kinyan on the geneva when I steal, when I eat someone else's truma b'mezid? I'm stealing, I know I'm not kohen, and I'm stealing truma from the kohen. I'm eating it b'mezid, so when I steal it, I'm already nischai beyond sin before, and I'm only chayiv misa b'dei shamayim when I swallow it. When you chew an iser, macholos hasur, you don't swallow. So you're not chayiv, you're not loike yet. You don't get the yoinish. But violating machalas asur is till you swallow it. So the Gemara says it's not going to be Biyidna. So the Gemara had problems with this. How is it going to be Biyidna? So in order to solve the problem, so the Gemara had a solution over here, Biyidna. Tachla Chaveiro, Mashkin, whatever, whole solution. Then Rav Ashi says, well, you have to give such a complicated case. What do you have to say? I stole someone else's. I know I'm not a kohen. I stole truma from a kohen and I eat it on a bemezid, and I'm chayiv mamon to pay the kohen for stealing the truma, and I'm chayiv misa for swallowing it. And you have a whole asik, a whole hassle. How is it going to be beidna? Because you don't apply kamalei with the rabban after chayiv mamon preceded the chayiv misa. Simple. He's mazik someone else. He has a knife and he's ripping shiraim shel chavera, and he's swallowing truma the whole time as he's ripping someone else's begodim. He's a adam mazik. Not that he's chayv mamon for stealing the truma, and then chayv misa v'dei shemayim for swallowing the same truma. That's not going to be beidna. The chayv mamon is going to see the chayv misa. Rav Ashi says simple. He's driving a car, crashing into everybody, making hazekim, and as he's making hazekim, he's swallowing truma the whole time. He's eating truma. So Rashi points out that this is a chiddush, but Rav Ashi said that even though it's mamon lazeh, nefashos lazeh, he still apply kam lebi de rab minei. Where did Rashi get this lashon? So Tosis quotes it's a lashon agamar in Bava Kama Daf Chav Beis, and in Sanhedrin, where is it in the end of Sanhedrin Daf Yud? Then in the end of Sanhedrin, where is it in the end of Sanhedrin? No, the end of Bava Kama, Tosis curse. Hagozel, where is it? Hagozel Basu Daf Kufid Zayin. No, Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet. The lashon appears in the Gemara. Mamon Zana Fashis Lazeh is an expression that appears in the Gemara. So Rashi says that that's the chiddush of Rav Ashi, that even though it's Mamon Zana Fashis Lazeh, they're unrelated. The chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim is because he's eating the truma. And then the chiyuv Mamon is because he's driving the car, because he has a knife and he's ripping Shiraim Shal Chaveira. Even though they're unrelated, but if it's biyidna, then you do say kam lebi derab minei. So Tosis goes into the whole discussion. How do we pass on halacha lemaisa? There are different gemaras. Sometimes they say mamon lazeh nefashos lazeh. You do say kam lebi derab minei. Sometimes you don't. So what is the rule? So Tosis has machlekes derab minei tam and the riva. So what are the two shitas here? So the rabbeinu tam claims that the only time the Gemara says, Mamon lazeh and nefashos lazeh, that you don't apply kam lebi derab minei, is only by Edim Zayimim. What's the case of the Edim Zayimim? So Tosis on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis quotes Sanhedrin Daf Yud, Ploni bo al bas ploni vehuzmu neherogim u'mishalmim mamon, because it's Mamon lazeh and the fashas lazeh. What's mamon lazeh pirish? Mamon labas shirotza lahapsid loksu basa. So on the side, the mashal corrects it. Mamon la'av shirotza lahapsid loksu basa. Okay. Mamon la'av. But the Gemara is a naira hammer. The Gemara's case, plani bo al bas plani. When a girl gets divorced, so she collects ksuba. The girl collects the ksuba, the girl's father collects the ksuba. So it depends how old she is. If the girl is 85 years old and her father's 120 years old, so the father's not going to collect the ksuba. And she gets divorced at the age of 85, why should the father collect the ksuba? If the girl is a naira hamurasa, once the girl is a bageris, so she leaves b'shus avia. Bageris is 12 and a half, so she's no longer b'shus avia. A girl, when she's born, is a ktana till the age of 12, then from 12 to 12 and a half is a naira, and 12 and a half becomes a bageris. So bageris, the Mishnah in the end of the Nedarim calls a bageris is a yisoyma b'chayi avia. The father's still alive, the both parents are alive, the both parents shall live forever, but she's alpidin, she's considered like a yisoyma, because once she's a bageris, she's not b'shus avia anymore. That's called the yisoyma b'chayi avia. Or once the girl becomes a nisua, once she has nisuin, she's no longer b'shus aviyah. She leaves the b'shus aviyah, she doesn't return back. If she's still a naira hamu urasa, when she gets divorced, then she's entitled to collect the ksuba, then you have the pasuk, kol shvach niurim lo aviyah. Einus and the fatah goes to the father, And if Nair Hamarasa, the father can receive the get. He the Avim Mekablam as Gita. We pass on the get can either be given. If the girl is a Nair Hamarasa, the get can either be given to the girl herself or to the father. But the ksuba that he pays to the father.
In the case of burning the Sof Kedusha on Shabbos, so does it depend if there were in the jar if you would get skilo or kawet?
One would have thought that it should depend. So we already learned the Gemara Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes Tana de Bechizkiya. This is quoted in Baba Kama also. Tana de Bechizkiya says that Kom Levi the Rabbani applies even Bizman Hazeh and even Bishaking, even below Hasra. Whenever the person did a Maisa that should have carried with it an Oinish Misa, even Bizman Hazeh, there's no Sanhedrin, there's no Din in the Foshes. And even b'shoigeg, and even b'li hasra, you still say kam lebi d'ramani. That's the famous brisa. Tosis points out there are tanoim who don't accept tana de bechizkiya, but his opinion is the more popular opinion. That's accepted opinion. The kam lebi d'ramani applies even if he's b'shoigeg. Chayv misu shoigegim are also pturim and atoshlumin. You still say kam lebi d'ramani. What was a big machlokes of rishonim was within Rab Nechunya ben Hakana. He holds that Koris Patas from Mammon, and Abai holds within Rab Nechunya ben Hakana even Misa B'dei Shamayim Patas from Mammon. So with that Pater, Bein Mishegig, Bein Memezid, would you apply Tana the Bechizkiya to Rab Nechunya ben Hakana or not? So Tosis assumes that yes. Tosis in Dima Maschal Zar Sheochal, Alamin on the base, Tosis assumes that Tana the Bechizkiya applies not only to Chayv and Misa Shegigim, applies according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, the Chayvi Kris is shogging him, the Chayvi Misa B'dei Shamayim shogging him. And other Rishonim disagree. That's Machlekes Rashi and Tosis and the Balamor and the Ramban. But it's irrelevant because we don't pass like Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana anyway. It's relevant to build up Tosis had a whole kashin. It's relevant to know what's the answer to their kashin. Because Tosis came up with a Wap Rabbi Chiddush that by Kapore you don't say Kam Levi de Rabbine with all the six Nafkaminas. Yeah, the whole Chiddush began with this assumption that Tana Bechizkiya applies even to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. Chai Be Misa B'dei Shamayim B'shogeg, but also Pater from Mammon. So how do you ever have an institution of a Zav Shachal Truma B'shogeg? Pays Kerem HaChaymish, it should become like the Rabbi Nei with Tana Bechizkiya. So Tosfos came up with their Teretz, their Chiddush, that Kerem HaChaymish by Zav Shachal Truma B'shoigeg is kapara, and whenever the chiv is kapara, it's not subject to kam levi the rabbi. And he gave all the other nafkaminas between mammon and knas on the one hand, kapara on the other hand. Right. So that's Tana de Bechizkiya, that even if one is sarv kedisha shel chavero, b'shoigeg, you still say kam levi the rabbi. That's bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, we say kam levi the rabbi. Prima Gordon points out, based on Tana de Bechizkiya, even though the ma'isa we can't give doyin hashmisa. So again, so the Gemara has a case there. Rava says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Amud Aleph, if someone says Ploini Bo Al Bito Shel Ploini Naira Hamarasa, so the din is whenever the husband divorces the wife, he has to pay ksuba, unless he can ascertain that is the wife's fault for causing the divorce. Let's say the wife is always cursing the husband, she's always beating up the husband. She doesn't want to go to mikveh, she doesn't want to cook food, she doesn't want to have any children, she doesn't want to take care of the children, whatever. So if it's clearly the fault of the wife, that she caused the divorce, so she loses the ksuba. So let's say the woman is mezana tachas baila, so the husband has no choice, he has to divorce her. Woman is mezana, so she loses the ksuba. So the eidim come and testify a whole false story, that Anaira Hamarasa was mezana, had an affair with someone, and the girl deserves the death penalty, and the man who was mezana with her deserves the death penalty, and the girl's father deserves to lose the ksuba. What do you mean lose the ksuba? What ksuba? And the whole story is not true, and she was never mezana, and they live happily ever after. So what ksuba? So that's what the Gemara explains. There's such a thing as tovus hanoas ksuba. So the father could have sold his rights to collect the ksuba. He only has the right to collect the ksuba to cause manchis and naira hamarasa. After she's going to have nisuin, or after she's going to become a bogeris. Bogeris is aimed by naris lebagris of a shisha chadashim levad. At the age of 12 and a half, she's going to leave the rishus of it. So the father won't be entitled. If she gets divorced after 12 and a half, she's not Pishul Savi anymore, so the father's not going to collect the Ksuba. And and once she has Nisuin, even before the age of 12 and a half, so the father's not going to collect the Ksuba. So what do you mean, your mafsid, the father, the Ksuba, how much could he gotten already? How much could he have gotten already? The father has the ability, the father had the ability to sell the Ksuba, the Toibus Hanro. Let's say the Ksuba today is let's say, over $100,000. Ksuba is worth on it. Except his Ksuba within the dunya, everything adds up together to be over $100,000. So let's say the father would want to sell the Ksuba, the Toibus Hanro. How much would any normal person give him?
Bad market.
Huh?
Bad market.
Yeah.
Bad market.
He stands a very slight chance. How likely is it that the girl is going to get divorced or become an almana before the age of, how old is she now? Let's say she was just 12, her bas mitzvah party, and she's married now, she's a Naira Hamaros. So only 6 months to go. How likely is it she's going to get divorced in the next 6 months? Or she's going to, the husband's going to die? She married a young boy. Why should he die before? It's far-fetched. Maybe someone would risk giving a dollar in this far out chance that he may win $100,000. Maybe someone may give a dollar. I don't know. Why should anyone even give a dollar? It's highly unlikely that the father's ever going to collect the ksuba. But there is an institution in Tavis Hanas Ksubas. So if the witnesses testified, they were huzma. The witnesses testified falsely. We caught them in a lie. They testified that the girl was mezana and she loses the ksuba. Girl's mezana, so she becomes asur al baila. Soita vadai. Asur al baila, she has to get divorced. And then we're mazim, then it turns out that it's not true. So if all along we thought the girl is happily married, so the father could have made a dollar by selling the ksuba for Toibus Hanro. He could get a dollar for the far out chance that the lokea who bought the ksuba may win $100,000. Maybe someone will give him a dollar. So now the yedim are mafsid, the father, the dollar. So they have to pay the mumen. They were mafsid, the father, Toibus Hanro's ksubas. And then the Yadim get the death penalty also, because they tried to kill the girl. They said the girl was Mezana, Nara Marasa Shazinsa. So the Gemara says this is really a case of why shouldn't it be covered with Kam Levidira? I mean, how can you give them both the death penalty and make them pay a dollar? The Gemara says because the death penalty, because they tried to kill the girl and the boil. They said Ploini was Mezana with the Nara Hamaros. They're trying to kill the girl with the boil. And they're trying to mafsid the father the dollar that he could have gotten them for Toibus Hanro Ksubasa. So that's Momozen, the Foshes Lazet. It's two different people. So therefore, you don't apply Kam Levi de Rabbinah. That's Rabbah's Din in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudim, and Aleph, that Momon Lazet and the Foshes Lazet. So Tosis writes, Momon Lazet, the second line from the bottom in the Tosis, Laman Amid Beis. Tosis writes, Pirish, Wiz. There's a word missing in Tosis. Nerogim and Mishalmin Momon. The word mammon should appear twice. The printer thought that it was a mistake in the manuscript. It said mammon. So he thought it was a mistake. It's supposed to say the word mammon twice. You see the Tosis. Tosis got Sanhedrin Daf Yud. What?
It was
Hadas
twice.
What do you say?
It was Hadas, but then twice.
Oh, okay. They corrected it. Okay. So it said, I don't have an Oiz Vahadah. So my Tosis says, Ploini bo al bas ploini behuzmu neherogim umishalmim mammon. Semicolon, Mammon Lazer and Nefashos Lazer. What's the Mammon Lazer? So in the Tosis, there's again another mistake. Pirish Mammon Labas, Sheratzah Lahafsid Lok Subasa. So on the side, the Marshal corrects it. Not Mammon Labas, Mammon La'av, Sheratzah Lahafsid Dog Subasa. The girl is a Naira Hamarasa. So if the girl would have gotten divorced or the husband would have died, highly unlikely, why should she get divorced or the husband died within the 6 months? It's far fetched. So the father has had theoretically the ability to sell the ksuba, but Toibus Hanro, he could probably get a dollar. How much can he get already? Maximum, he can get a dollar for the far out chance that someone may. How much is anyone interested in investing on to buy a lottery? I may win $100,000 of a ksuba if the girl gets divorced and becomes the Nsarmala and his garsha in the next 6 months. It's probably not going to happen. So maybe someone would be willing to pay a dollar for the chance to win $100,000.
Why did he lose that ability to sell anymore?
Because the witnesses testified she was Zinsa. Zinsa, she loses the ksuba. Whenever she's responsible for ruining the marriage, then she loses the ksuba. So then she says she's Zinsa, loses the ksuba. Same thing the Mishnah says, Eli Yitzis Balok Suba. Let's say the woman doesn't want to cover her hair, she doesn't want to go to mikveh, she doesn't want to cook food. She's ruining the marriage. Whenever she, so the husband wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, she doesn't want to move to Eretz Yisrael. So we don't penalize her because of Zionism. No, penalize because she's ruining the marriage. The husband has a right to move to Eretz Yisrael, and she wants to stay behind. So there's no marriage. So she, even though she can taina, but for the last 65 years we were married and we lived in New York. My husband is a meshugana. He wants, Mishnah says, no, whoever wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, the husband or the wife, has the gerecht, the taina, they're right. And the one who does want to move to Eretz Yisrael is the one who's taking the wrong step. So we consider it as if the wife is ruining the marriage. If she refuses to go along with the husband, even though the husband is the meshugana, for 65 years they were married, they lived in America. And now he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, so we say no. Whoever, whichever of the two, of the couple, wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, that's the right way. The one who doesn't want to go is responsible for ruining the marriage.
What is the case where if he dies, she loses the tzuba? Is there any case like that? If he dies, then she loses
it. If he dies, she collects the tzuba.
Right, I'm saying there's no case where she would lose it, right? It's only if it's her fault when they get divorced.
Right, only if it's her fault, right. Whenever the wife is responsible for ruining the marriage. Yeah, let's say she decides she doesn't want to daven anymore. She used to daven every day. Doesn't want to daven. She doesn't want to keep Shabbos anymore. That's not grounds for divorce. If you're not happy with the wife because she doesn't want to keep Shabbos, so you got a divorce, you want a divorce, and you have to give her the ksuga. But if she doesn't want to have children, that's relevant to the marriage. Marriage is, you're married and you have children. She doesn't want to go to mikveh, that's relevant to the marriage. She doesn't go to mikveh, he can't live with his wife. Or noderes veinim v'kayemes, the Mishnah has later. If the woman takes nedarim and she doesn't observe the nedarim, so the Gemara says, Baba nedarim banim mesim. So the children may die. Children sometimes die because the parents violate nedarim. So that's already relevant to the marriage. Not keeping Shabbos, not davening, that's not relevant to the marriage. But if the girl doesn't want to cover her hair, or she doesn't want to go to mikveh, she doesn't want to cook food, that's relevant to the marriage. Okay.
And then that could lead on to
okay, if because she's Machal Shabbos B'mezid, if the Rabbanim will say she doesn't have the manas on kashrus, it depends. They probably will not say she doesn't have the manas on kashrus. Today there are a lot of people who observe kashrus and they don't observe Shabbos. They consider kashrus more important than Shabbos. So if you have a Machal Shabbos B'fesidina Kinochri, he doesn't have the manas on the kashrus. But we don't have Machal Shabbos B'fesidina. There's so many more, the majority of the Jews are not Shomer Shabbos. So that's not called Mechal Shabbos Beferesian. Mechal Shabbos Beferesian means he's breaking the discipline. The whole community is Shomer Shabbos. This person is breaking the discipline in the community. So, well, unfortunately, we don't have that. By us, it's Mechal Shabbos Bemezid, but it's not called Beferesian. Same thing?
So, like if he wants a glass of wine or something, and so it's like ruining their relationship.
So let him buy, let him not drink wine.
Right.
Let him not.
Buy
Mevushal, okay. Yeah. That's the klal, okay. That's the klal in the Mishnah, and I am based on an aleph. Eli Yotze Shalob B'Ksuba. The following women lose the Ksuba because it's their fault that the couple had to get married. Whenever you can ascertain that it's the fault of the wife that they had to get divorced, so then she's not entitled to the Ksuba. That's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. If we ever get that far, Dafayim Bay, so there's a run there. There's a machlokes with the Rivan. Maybe we'll learn quickly. Maybe we'll get there. So there's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Is that a penalty to the woman? Because she ruined the marriage, that's why we penalize her? Oh, no, it's not a penalty. By definition, if she's responsible for the ruining of the marriage, of course she's not entitled to the ksuv. It doesn't have to be a penalty. The afkamina is, what if the husband doesn't know on his own? Let's say she says, we were married all these years, I never went to mikveh, I always lied to you. She tells me that she was lying to the husband all along. He has no way of knowing one way or the other. So do you say, ain't on a mesem atzmei rosha? Ain't on a mesem atzmei rosha, we don't believe her, therefore we can't penalize her? Or you say, what penalizes? It's not a penalty. She's saying, I'm not entitled to ksuba. Ain't on a mesem atzmei rosha means you don't believe her. When she says, I did an aver, you don't have to believe her. She's just making her doors baldin. I'm not entitled to the ksuba for whatever reason. Not entitled to the ksuba, so it won't be in violation of ein on the meis matzmerosha. So that's machlekes, the Ran and the Raivit. So that's a machlekes. What's the yisoid of this Mishnah? I am based on Manala. Is it if the woman, the wife, is responsible for ruining the marriage, we penalize her, and therefore she doesn't get the ksubas, then ain't on a mes mats marosha. You can't penalize her. Or do you say, no, it's not a penalty? By definition, if she's responsible, so there's no chiv ksub in the first place.
Would it depend what context she said it in? Like if she said, I didn't go to mikvah, therefore I know I don't get my ksuba. Is that what the machlokas is in? Or even if it just came up in conversation and she didn't even know that, that makes you lose your ksuba?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. A person makes a hedos baldin, doesn't have to realize that the person says I did something and he doesn't realize that by smashing the other guy's window you have to pay. He didn't know that. Doesn't matter. He says, I smashed your window. The guy's window is broken. He says, I wonder what happened over here. So I say, I smashed it. And he said, really? You're going to have to pay? He said, no, I didn't smash it. I didn't know that whoever smashed the window. It's tough luck. He already said that he smashed the window. He doesn't have to realize that he has to pay. He can have a dos baldin mitoch hadiuk.
I thought that was only in Russia.
I thought that was only in Psul Eidu, not in Chayu. No, the Din of Eina Mesmatzmei Rosha is learned off in the Pasuk. Ashia Ashina Lehim Pratla Mashia Es Atzmo. Mashia Es Atzmo means Eina Mesmatzmei Rosha. The words are based on that Pasuk. So that Pasuk doesn't talk about Psul. The Pasuk talks about paying kefil, paying knas. The person says, I stole his behemah and I ate it up. So he's saying that his chayv keren kefil dala behay. He says he was tovach umachar. So the payment of the keren is mammon. So hados baldin kemeidim dummy. He says, I owe him $1,000 because I stole his animal. So you don't have to know why he owes him the money. He says, I owe him $1,000. So he pays $1,000. Then he says, I have to pay kefil, I have to pay dala behay. That's already a penalty. Knas is an oinish. Yosem imashi hizik. So that you have to ascertain that he did an avera. There the Torah says, Ashi ashin alehim, patla mashiyas atzma, ein ala mesim atzmai rosha. He's not believed to say that he did the avera of stealing and shechting and so on. So therefore you don't pay. That's the whole basis of din, vayde b'knas pata. Because ein ala mesim atzmai rosha. So here that's a machloikas, the rad and the raivet. On that Mishnah and dafayin base. Yeah. So let's get back again. So what's the case in the case in Sanhedrin? Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Rava makes such a statement. The Eidim testify falsely that Anara Hamarasa was Mizane with someone, and she deserves skila and he deserves skila, and the father should lose the ksuba. The father's not entitled to sell the ksuba b'tayvus ano. If this daughter was not Mizane, the father would have had the ability to sell the ksuba. He's not going to get too much. The ksuba is worth $100,000 if the Sarmalan is garshla, but she's probably not going to get divorced in the next 6 months till she becomes a bargeris, till she's going to have the nisuin. Once she becomes bargeris as nisuin, so the father has no rights, not entitled to collect anything from the ksuba. So that's the original case of mom and lazeh, nefashas lazeh. Mom and to the father, mafsa the father, the toivis anoa, he could have sold the ksuba b'toivis anoa. And nefashas lazeh, the Edom were trying to administer Mises Bezdin to the Hira Hamaros and to the boil. So despite the fact that you have Mises and mom together, you don't say, come lebe the rabbinim, mom is nefashas lazeh, you pay the mom and you get the death penalty both. So Rabbi Natan claims that's the one and only case where we say Momen Lazeh Nefashis Lazeh, you don't apply Kam Levi Deramini, only by Eidim Zaymimim. Why is that? So the Ran and Sanhedrin on that daf, and daf Yudim Rav, just adds on a line to the Rabbi Natam, that we have a klal in the Gemara, that Eidish Iyat Yochel Hazima is not acceptable. The Gemara says, if witnesses give a Haggadah Seidus in a case, and even if you'll be Mazim the Eidim, they won't get punished with Kasha Zama. So the Gemara says, so you have no right to accept the testimony in the first place. When it's Eidah She'iyat Yochel Hazimam, even if you'll be mazim them, they won't get a punishment. So then you can't accept the Eidim. So the Rabin and Tam is of the opinion that the only time you say, Mammon Lazeh, Nefashos Lazeh, you get the Einish Misa and you have to pay the Mammon, is by Eidim Zanim, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to believe them in the first place. Wouldn't be able to accept their testimony. They happen to have been Huzmu. If they wouldn't have been Huzmu, we would have accepted the testimony. How can you accept the testimony? Maybe it's Eidim Shiyat Yochel Azimah. If you'll be mazim them, you'll only give them the Einish Misa for attempting to kill the boil and the Nar HaMarasa. You're not going to punish them for attempting to be Mafsid the father. The Ksuba, the Tovisano, I had the ability to sell the Ksuba. So how can you ever accept the testimony in the first place, Eidish Yat Yochel Azim? Abinatam says, so that's the only case where we say that there's no Kam Levi de Rabine. Otherwise, it'll be Eidish Yat Yochel Azim.
What about the same Gemara talks about a case with the
right, if there were a girl already, is in a suah, and the Eidim testified that she was Mizana, so the Mapsir heard the Ksuba, and they tried to give her the death penalty. So then the Gemara says, you do say, Kam Levi de Rabine, because it's Mammon and the Fashas to the same woman. So why is that? It's also Eidish Yachtach Lazima. So that's what the Tosfos quotes of Rabbi Natan. As long as it's Yochel Hazima b'mitzas for this person. Where is that Tosfos? Where is this Rabbi Natan? I think I saw it in this Tosfos, no?
The
Yodam Rabbi Natan.
Towards the top of Lamed Aleph.
After the Gemara test on the base. Yeah. Near Rabbi Natan, that's where it is. Okay, it's around 20 lines from the Daf. Near the Rabbi Natan, the Rav Daf ke gabi edim zanim imislay the mamen lezen fashas zechayim shum the binah shet this kaim hazana klad kalech miu mamen and the fashas bechad gavra. That's the Gemara. Potur, you do say come live with the Rabbi Natan. I better see at the yochel azima. No, came in the miskayim bok tzas hazana. Since there is kasha zama for the misa, even though there's not kasha zama for the mammon, but there's part of it is yochel azima, the gabi this person, so that's edushat yochel azima. But if it's two different people, and for the father there's no yochel azima at all, so then you wouldn't be able to accept the testimony in the first place. The Rabbi Natan claims that it's a rare case. It's one rare case that you say mammon lazeh nefashos lazeh, that you don't apply Kam Levi de Rabine, only by Eidim Zaymimim, because otherwise it'll be the whole Eidus will be possible to be Eidish Yat Yochel Azim. And the Revoah disagrees, and the Rabbein Tam proves that it has to be so. This is quotes of Rabbein Tam's proof. Let's see. The Odom Rabbein Tam, right before the lines become wide in Tosis, the last three narrow lines in the Tosis. The Odom Rabbein Tam, Dal Karchan Lekuliyam Amisan Lezeh, the Tashlum and Lazer Potter. 99% of the cases you say Mam and Lazer Nefashos Lazer, there is Kam Levi de Rabine. One case, one rare case, Eidim Zanim. There's only one case in all of Shas, because otherwise it'll be Eidu Shiat Yochel Azima. So how does he prove that it has to be so? V'odam Rabbi Natan. The Korchan, you have to say, L'kuliyam, everybody agrees, Misan Lazer V'Tashlum and Lazer is Potter. You do say Kam Levi de Rabine in 99% of the cases. Why? Because the whole mocker, the Kam Levi de Rabine, the Potter, what's the whole Mokher in Chumash? Nafgelon, Miloye Asen Anish Yanish, Vahasim, Havimisa Lo Isha Betashlum La Balsha, Havlod de Shalom. The Dmei Vlod is go to the husband, doesn't go to the wife. So it's really Mammon Lozeh, the original case of Kam Levi de Rabine, is really Mammon Lozeh, on a Foshus Lozeh, the Misa, the Oynish Misa, is because I killed the woman. The payment of the mum is because I was mafsid her husband's mammon. The Uber belongs to the husband. I was mafsid the husband's mammon. So the original case in Chumash is mammon lazeh nefashos lazeh. Mammon to the Baal, shehavlod shelo, tashlum la Baal and nefashos to the Isha. So the original market is to, you see that you're normal on the 99 out of 100 cases, you would say mammon lazeh nefashos lazeh is covered with Kam Levi de Rabine. So if there are any Balei HaTosfos who want to disagree, so they have to be Matcha de Raya. So Aymeri, on the first white line in the Tesis Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, Aymeri, ain't a right. There's a way to Dingzach. Why? The Hasam came and have Lord of Tain, the Gufa Isha, Chashiv Misa Vetashlomen Le'echod. It is considered Mammon and Nefashis Le'echod. Why? Because the Vlodis Abigufa Isha. What's the argument? The Vlodis Abigufa Isha. So the Pashtus in the Re is, the Torah says, Onish Yonish Kash Yosha Sala Balho Isha. And also, definitely, pay the May Vlodis to the Balho Isha. But really, the Re holds that the woman really owns the Uber. The woman owns the Uber. She should be entitled to the Dmei V'lodis. But it's halacha like there's a din mid-rabbanan, kol ma shekana tzeisha kana baila. Tosafot points out there are two dinim. There's a din kol ma shekana eved kana rabba. If you have an eved knaini, it doesn't apply to an eved. If you have an eved knaini, any moment that the eved knaini acquires belongs to the adon. That's a din min ha-Torah. Then mid-rabbanan, the chachamim made a din kol ma shekana tzeisha kana baila. Whatever the woman acquires ownership of goes to the husband. Sometimes it all goes to the husband, sometimes the husband gets the peiros. We treat it like nichs and melug, and the husband is echel peiros. So that kol masha kan tisha kan abay, that's only a din derabban. Kol masha kan ever kan arab, but that's a real din derais. So even though it's a din derabbanon, but it could be that kol the tikkun rabban came derais a tikkun. Could be that this is the yisoid in the chumash that the Torah says you pay the mei velodis to the baal. Maybe what it really means is that the mei velodis go to the isha. But like kol masha kan tisha kan abay, the Torah says the husband takes it away from the wife. Like it says, b'nureh b'savir kol shvach niurim liavir, that the father has a right to collect the ksuba, and the father has a right to collect the ainis and the fata money. Kol masha kan sabito kan aviha. So here also maybe there's a din. Really, the dmei v'lodis goes to the isha, but the baal has a right to take it away. That's the shaila. What if the husband is not alive? What if the husband is not alive? So who gets the Dmei V'lodis?
That makes sense that she would get it. Because if it really is coming to her, it's just that whatever she gets, the husband gets, so there's no husband. So it just
right. So the Gemara says like that, Beferish in Bava Kama, that whenever there's no husband, so the woman gets the Dmei V'lodis herself. But that's the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Which case that is? Let me see. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. When did the husband die? Did the husband die before the incident occurred? Before the fellow injured her? Before they bumped into her? Or did the husband die even after he bumped into her? So I think that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, Daf Megedenken, where it is. It should be in Chayvul Amazik somewhere. Let's see, where are all these dinim in Chayvul Amazik? Is the beginning of Perek Dalet in Hilchas Chayvul Amazik. So the Rambam writes, in Meis HaBaal, there's an incident of the Dmei V'lodis. So the husband is entitled to collect the Dmei V'lodis. What if the husband dies after the incident occurred? So the Rambam writes, Nosdin Vayoshim. Since the husband he had his chus to get the Dmei V'lodis and he dies, it goes birusha. What if menog for achamisa sabal? What if the incident occurred when they bumped into the woman? She lost the baby. The whole incident occurred after the husband died. So then he says, you pay the dmei v'lodis to the isha. Why does it make a difference? And the ravid is master. Gam Avram ein dovas emuchuvim and agemara. The halachas. It's against the gemara. It's against the rif. It refers to the rif as the halachas. So the Ravid thinks, that the Uber belongs to the husband, and if the husband dies, the Uber goes Birusha to the Yorshim. Why does the Rambam distinguish whether the Chavola occurred while the husband was still alive and the Chiyav was called to the husband, and then the husband dies, so the Chiyav Dmei Blodes goes to the Yorshim, but if the Chavola occurred Lacham Nisus Habal, then it goes to the Isha. So he tells me, why should it go to the Isha? It should go to the Yorshim of the husband. The husband owns the Uber. When the husband dies, the Uber goes Birusha to the children. So then when Okful Yilodeha, V'yotzu Yilodeha, so the Chiyav is Chal to the Yorshim. The Rabbi holds that the husband really owns the Vlodis, and it goes Birusha. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds, no, the Isha really owns the Vlad. It's in her body. What kind of a Kinyan? According to the Ravid, the Torah is Mecharish here that the Uber belongs to the husband. The Gemara says, doesn't it depend on the husband? Let's say the girl is a single mother. Let's say she's not married. And one of the yeshivas in New York, one of the kids asked the shaila, they were learning Baba Kama. So he asked, what if the woman says, Venosan, what does it say? Kashi Yoshi Sala Bal Ha'isha, Venosan Mefalilim. So he paid to the husband. What if the father of the baby is not married to the woman? What if they're both single, they're not married? One of the kids asked this question. So the Gemara talks about that. The Gemara says, Bal Ha'isha means Bal Ha'isha. It does mean it has to be the husband. Whoever is the father of the baby. So the rabbi holds the father of the baby, the Torah is Macharish, the father of the child owns the fetus. So if the father died before the Negifa, so the Uber goes Birusha to his Yorshim, if he has Yorshim, unless he's a Gershemes, they ain't no Yorshim. But if he's not a Gershemes, they ain't no Yorshim. The father of the baby has Yorshim, so the Uber goes to the Yorshim. If the father is a Gershemes Vein or Yoshim, so the Uber becomes Hefker, so the woman is Zecher because it's inside her body. What kind of a Kenyan is that? Something is inside my body, like Yad. Like a Kenyan Yad. Something is inside my mouth. I hold something in my hand. I have something in my mouth. So Tosafot said, inside my mouth is a Kenyan Yad also. Inside my body is a Kenyan Yad. So if the father of the baby is a Gershemes Vein or Yoshim, so then the Uber becomes Hefker, like all of his property. Ger Shemes Vein Yorshim. The property of the Ger is made, it's up for grabs. So the woman is the first one who's Zaycha. That's how the Ravid read the Gemara. The Ravid understands that the Torah is Mechadish over here, that the Uber belongs to the father of the baby. That's the Pashtus in that Gemara we mentioned, the end of the first Perek in Erechin, where the Mishnah says, if a woman is pregnant and she deserves the death penalty, so they give her, you don't wait till she gives birth to the baby, you give her the death penalty now. So Gemara said, Pshita, well, why should you think that you wait? Gemara said, so one would have thought, why should you kill two people? It's Ritzicha to kill the Uber. It should be Ritzicha to kill the Uber. The Gemara doesn't say that. It should be Ritzicha to kill the Uber. You only have a right. The mother was Machal Shabbos, the Uber was not Machal Shabbos. Killing an Uber, causing an abortion, it should be an Isa Ritzich on the Uber. The Gemara doesn't say Ritzich. The Gemara says, Mawa de Tema, the Torah is Mecharish, that the Uber is Mamayna de Baal. So when you want to administer Mises Bezni, you have the right to be Mapsed someone Maman. So you ought to wait till Achetele, you should ought to wait till the baby is born, give the baby to the father of the baby, and then you give the Misa to the woman. Kamashman on the Pastor says, Mesa Gam Shneim, Gam the Rabbi says, Avlad, that you do kill a woman even though she's pregnant. So the simple pshat in Gemara is that the Uber belongs to the father of the baby. That's what the Ravid holds. So if the father died, if the couple, let's say, the husband or the father of the baby dies before the incident occurs, before they bump into her, and she loses the fetus, so the Ravid says the fetus goes Birusha to the Yorshim of the Baal. And then if someone will bump into her and the fetus will die, so you pay the Yorshim, you don't pay the woman. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam holds that Me'ikar Adin, the fetus belongs to the woman, because it's in her body, so it's a Kinyan Yad. It's like I hold something in my hand, I hold something in my mouth. So I have an Uber inside my my rechem. So the wife is kind of the Uber. But it's Exeris HaKosuv that the Torah says, just like Vinereh Beisabir called Shvach Niram La'Aria. The father has a right to collect the Oynes and Mefata and Moitzi Shemra money from the daughter, and the father has a right to collect the Ksuba from the daughter, and so on. And there's a din with the Rabbanon pattern after that. That called Koma Shekhan Tisha Kanabaila. So here is a dimmer derisa of Koma Shekhan Tisha Kanabaila. If the incident occurred while they were still married, that's a shot. They don't have to be married. Even if they're single, even if they're not married, the din is that the boil gets it. The Yorshim of the father of the baby. The Yorshim of the...
In other words, there's usually no... Is there a Yerushit or single? It would be...
Anybody who dies has relatives. Yeah, he may have children, he may have brothers.
Even though he was never married to the wife.
Yeah, yeah. So the Rabbit holds that Mi'ikared Ninda, if fetus belongs to the father of the baby, even if he's not married to the wife. And the Ramam holds, no, Mi'ikared Din... The fetus belongs to the woman, but if the negifa, anogif seisha v'yotza yulader, if the negifa occurred while the husband is, while the doesn't have to be married, while the father of the baby is alive, so the Torah has a chiddush din that the father has the right; he's entitled to take away from the woman, and if the father dies, then the mamon goes to his yorshim. But if the father of the baby. If the boil of the woman died before the negifa occurred, there's no schus in the first place. So then you go basa di kedin, it goes to the woman. So the fundamental machlokes, the Ramam and the Ravid, to whom is the ikechiv of the mevelod ischal? The Ramam sounds like he holds the ikechiv is to the isha, and the boil takes it away from her if he's alive at the time of the negifa. And the Ravid holds the ikechiv is to the father of the baby, to the husband, and not. Not really to the husband, to the boil of the isha.
Does it depend on Ubari Arahima or not?
The Ran in Chulin has a famous comment. What depends on Ubari Arahima? So the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Erechin, again, the Mishnah says if a woman is pregnant and she deserves a death penalty, say, Eimam Tinulat Shetelet, you give her the death penalty right away. So the Gemara said, Pshita, why not? Ma'u detema, one might have thought that you shouldn't give the death penalty because the Uber is mamoina de Baal, and it's not right. You want to give an einish misid bezin. Why should you be mafsid de Baal his mom? He's not mechayiv to spend money to enable bezin to administer misid bezin. Kamash malon, amazed, gam shtein, gam le rabbis es havla, that you are mafsid de Baal. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Ran and Chulin and Perik Elutrefus is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara should have said, "A better have a minim. Ma'u detema. Why should you kill an Uber? You want to give Misa to the woman, but the Uber is not Chai Misa. So wait till she gives birth to the baby. Not allowed to perform an abortion. Perform an abortion, you're killing the Uber. So who gave you the right to kill two people? Wait till the baby is born, then you kill the Isha. She was Mechal Shabbos. She was Eved Avodah. The baby was not. So why? How come the Gemara only has a have a minim? That is mamoina de Baal, and you have no right to be mafsid de Baal. You should have said salka daiter hamina that you shouldn't kill two people, you shouldn't kill one person. So the Ran says, you see from that Gemara, either the Gemara assumes uba yerechimai, so it's not considered killing two different people, you're only killing the woman. The woman has another aver, but you're not killing another person. And even if you hold uber lav yerechimai, and it's a different body, but it's one person with two bodies, so there's no added isurit zicha. That's the Ran. The Ran says that to kill a fetus, you see from this Gemara, to kill an Uber is not an isurit zicha. Otherwise, the Gemara should have said, ma'u detema, that who gave you the right to kill the extra person? The Ran introduces that factor of Ubi Yerchim, and the Gemara's Havamina. Why did the Gemara just say Havamina at the end of the first parak in Erechin? Havamina. Should namtin lachetele because not to be mafsid mamoina de Baal. Gemara should have said a better have a mina. That why should you kill two people? Only she's chayv misa the uber not. So you see from the Gemara that there's no iser ritzicha on the uber.
If you don't know who the father is, so according to the Rambam, what would be the din required that we don't have one.
Uh-huh. Good shaila. Maybe we'll give it to the isha. I don't know. That's a good shaila. If you don't know who it is, yeah.
Again, for the round, what's the reason why the Baal would get it if they're not married?
That's a Gemara. Gemara says, Anish Yanish Kashi Yasha Salah Baal Ha'isha. So Pashab Shab Baal, the husband. Gemara says, no, Baal means the Baal Ha'isha, even if they're not married. If you know he is the father of the fetus, so he collects it. Amar and Gemara. Single girl became pregnant, so the Dnei Vlodas goes to the boil. Yeah. Ah, that's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. I don't know. See, the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, how to read the Gemara and Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, the Gemara talks about if the husband died, Gershom Esrei Lo Yoshim. It's a machlekes, how to read the Gemara. I mean, that's included in the machlekes, that's the machlekes depends on. That could be, okay. That could be. Anyway, but the Rambam sounds like he holds that the Yikechi of the Mevelotis is really to the Isha, but if the husband is there, there's a boil is there, so he takes it away. And if the boil is no longer alive at the time of the Negifa, then the Ikechiv is chal to the woman. And the Ravid says, not true. The Uber belongs to the boil, to the father of the baby. And if he died, it goes Beyerusha, to his Yorshim. If he's a Gershom Esrei Lo Yorshim, so all of his property becomes Hefker, everything is up for grabs. So she's the first one who's Zoichem in a Hefker, because the fetus is inside her kishkes. So she's kind of in a hefka. But Mikra Adin, the Ravid has a machla, fundamental machlaik, but the Rambam, who owns the Vlad? The Ravid holds that the husband or the boil owns the Vlad, the father of the baby owns the Vlad, and the Rambam sounds like he holds Mikra Adin, that the wife owns the Vlad. So getting back again to the Taisvus, the Rabbeinatam proves, Al Korchan, the Kul Yalma, Maman Luzanafashis Lazer. You do apply kom lebe de rabmin, eh? Because in every case of the main bodas, the chi of mammon is to the baal, and the chi of misa is to the isha. And then the ri is matcha de rai. Remember, ain't a rai. Hasam kimish avlad the same begu for isha, chashe misa v'tashlumin le'echad. So it sounds like that's the machlokes, the rabbin and tam and the ri. The ri holds that the ik chi of the main bodas, like the ramam, the ik chi of the main bodas really to the isha. Rabbin and tam thought like the rai, but the ik chi of the main bodas is to the Baal, or to the Boil Ha'isha, not to the Isha. That sounds like that's what they're fighting about. To whom is the Ikechi of Mammon? So again, so we have the Rabbeinatam Shita, is that the only time, one and only place, where we say that Kom Levi the Rabbeinate does not apply because it's Mammon Lazer and the Fashas Lazer, is only by that one rare case, Adam Zemimim. One case out of 100 cases. 99% of the time, you always apply Mammon Lazer Nefash Lazer. You do apply Kom Levi the Rabbeinu. Only by Adam Zanimim and not. And the Ran added on a half a line. The Ran and Sanhedrin. Otherwise, it'll be Edushiyat Yochel Azima. And he only had to say that this is a Yetzim and Aklal if there won't be any Nefashis at all to this person. But if there'll be a Miktas Hazama towards this person, Mammon and Nefashis to the same person, you don't say it's Edushiyat Yochel Azima, because the Eid is not going to be punished with Mammon. As long as it's going to be a Miktsas Hazama, then it's considered Eid is Shati Yochel Azima. That's the Rabbeinatam. And the Rivor disagrees. What is the Rivor Shita? Rivor is very interesting. The Rivor holds that in principle, you never say, Kom Lebe de Rabbeinei, well, it's Mammon Lazer and the Foshos Lazer. He starts off the premise is just the opposite from the Rabbeinatam. Rabbeinatam says that you always say, Kom Levi de Rabbeinei, even in the case of Mammon Lazer Nefashos Lazer. And one exception to the rule is Edim Zemimim because of Edushiyat Yochel Azima. And the Rivor says, no, in principle you always say Kom Levi. In principle you never say Kom Levi de Rabbeinei if it's Mammon Lazer Nefashos Lazer. But what do you mean Nefashos Lazer? Nefashos is always Lashamayim. What do you mean? Mammon Lazer, who collects the mammon? You collect the mammon. What in Nefashos Lazer? Who? Someone collects Nefashos? Nefashos is always Lashamayim. So what are we talking about?
The other party.
Huh?
It means the other
But is he collecting the nefasha?
No, he gives nefasha to one party and goes to another party.
Mammon goes to a party that's Mammon Lazer. We understand. The money goes in his bank account. What's the lashon?
Goes to the other.
Is he collecting the death penalty? So the Riva holds that there are two cases where there's nefashas lazeh. In Kol HaTorah Kula, nefashas is lashamayim. And you always say, Kam Levi Derav Minei. You always say, nefashas lashamayim, you always say. But in the two rare cases where it's nefashas lazeh, where it's considered as if he's collecting the oinish misa, then in principle you really shouldn't say, Kam Levi Derav Minei. What are the two cases? So one is rotseach. If I kill a person, the goyel adam comes. Let's go a little bit chumash. There's a crossing chumash that whenever a person deserves a death penalty, the Torah says yad ha'idim tiyabah b'rishana b'yad kolom v'achreinim. Ski l'sveifa herik chenek ola arba misis bezin yad ha'idim tiyabah b'rishana. There are several exceptions to the rule, but there's no din of yad ha'idim tiyabah b'rishana. So where does the chumash have? What are the exceptions to the rule? But there's no din of yad ha'idim. The one exception is Mesis. It says Yotcha Tiyabah B'Rishonet. Mitzvah B'Yad HaNisas. You don't say Yad Ha'edim. The Nisas, the one who he was trying to convince me to worship Abed Azorah. So Yad HaNisas Tiyabah B'Rishonet. Yotcha Tiyabah B'Rishonet. That's one exception to the rule. Then there's another exception to the rule by Retzeach. You don't say Yad Ha'edim Tiyabah B'Rishonet. The din is Goel Adam. Hu Yomisus HaRetzeach. Goel Adam has to kill. So there's a Rashi.
Have to kill him or he can kill?
Oh, so there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin where Rashi seems to have understood that Goel Adam, institution of Goel Adam, is only Baharig B'Shogeg. Harig B'Mezid is no din of Goel Adam. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah points out the Rashi. He says it's against the Mefurish Pasuk and Chumash. We just had it recently.
Who says that?
The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs picks up on this Rashi and Sanhedrin, and he says the Rashi is against the Pasuk and Chumash. The institution of Goel Adam is Bein Baharig B'Shogeg, Bein Baharig B'Mezid. So you pointed out, well, if the person murdered B'Shogeg, then there's an institution of Goel Adam, so we Paskin, he's not Mechuyev to kill him. It's a Rishus B'Yad Goel Adam L'Hargad, but it's not a Mitzvah L'Hargad. But if the murderer killed B'Mezid, then Bezna makes a Gemar Din Lamisa, he deserved the death penalty. So the din is the Goel Adam Hu Yamisa Saratseach. Then it's a Choyva, instead of Yad Ha'edin Tiyabah B'Rishayna, the din is the Goel Adam has to kill him. That's a Beferish of Pasuk and Chumash. Ramban is Masik, Ramban is Sefer HaMitzvah, is Masik on the Rashi and Sanhedrin. Rashi and Sanhedrin sounds as if the institution of Goel Adam is only formulated in the Chumash by Horig B'Shoigeg. And there we pass, and it's only Rishus Machleg Satanoim. In Makkah, so we pass because it's only b'shus that Goel Adam Lahorg is not a choiva, it's not a mitzvah. And the Ramban says that Rashi is wrong. The pasuk has instead of Yad Eidim Tiba Rishayna, the din is that the Goel Adam has to kill the Retzach. Where's the third case where there's no din of Yad Eidim Tiba Rishayna? By Shor Haniskal. That's not by Misa Sodom. By Shor Haniskal. There's no din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabah B'Rishayna, so who has the mitzvah, who has the first crack at killing the shor, giving the skila to the shor? So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadik, the Baal HaShor has the mitzvah. And if anybody else kills the shor, they have to pay me Asaras Uvim because they cheated me from a mitzvah. Just like if they're mechabin me the bench mezuman or something, someone else grabs the mitzvah. I did the shechita, I have the schus to do the kisei adam. And someone else chapsois, so there's a penalty, we make him pay. Asar Zuhum, so the Gemara says in Baba Kamad Av Tzadik, if it's my shor that deserves the skila, because it was Horgas Adam, it's my mitzvah to kill the shor, to kill my shor. And if someone else steals the mitzvah, someone cheats me from the mitzvah, he has to pay Asar Zuhum. So there are three exceptions to the rule where there's no din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabah B'Rishayna. One is by the Nisas, that's Beferish and Pasuk Yotcha Tiyabah B'Rishayna. And one is by the Goel Adam, by Retzech, that the Ramban says that's a Mefurish of Pasuk and Chumash, that the Goel Adam institution exists not only B'Shoigeg, B'Harig B'Shoigeg, even B'Harig B'Mezid. And the third one is a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Yad Ha'edim doesn't apply to Shor HaNiskal, it's the Baal HaShor has the mitzvah to kill the Shor. If anyone else kills the Shor, without permission of the Baal Ashar, they stole, they cheated him from a mitzvah, they have to pay him Asar Zehuvim. Yeah.
Could they go all Adam and then he's just leave there, right? If they want to. Could they say, I don't want to kill him, I let the executioner do it?
That's a good question. I mean, is it an absolute chiv like legging tefillin? Or is it they have the schus to get the first crack at it? I don't know. I don't know. That's an interesting question. So the institution of the Goyal Adam, the Gemara has a lashon. When you have a din Torah of dinim amanus, so it's Reuben against Shimon. So if Reuben wins, so Shimon lost. If Shimon wins, so Reuben lost. If he zoiches, so then he loses. What if you have din in the Fosh's case? So you don't have two tzdodim. There's one nidon. Either he gets the chal shabbos avodah, whatever avera he did. So the Gemara says by retzeach, if the bezin will acquit the retzeach, so it's choyf said the goyal adam. The goyal adam lost out. The goyal adam is considered as if he's collecting the death penalty on behalf of the horug. So that's what the Rivah comes up with the Chiddush, that by Retzech it's Misol Azeh. By all Chavi Misit Bezdin is Misol HaShemayim. That's Tosis and Baba Kama, Chav Beis on the base. It says in the Tosis, Baba Kama Chav Beis on the base, Visham. Visham means that there's an important Tosis on that daf that discusses the topic. So when the Tosis quotes the Rivah over there, so they have this Lashon. Usually it's Misol HaShemayim. By all Chavi Misit Skilas Reif, Erichen, it's always Misol HaShemayim. There are only two exceptions to the rule where it's not Misal HaShemayim that we have to deal with. One is by Ritzeach. The Goel Adam comes to collect the death penalty on behalf of the Haruk. So it's considered Misal HaZeh. Misa to the Haruk. Misal HaZeh. Then the other exception to the rule is Edim Zayimim. It's interesting. The Sefer Yireim poses a question of Lezen Emitz. Wrote the Sefer Yireim Talmud of the Rabbein Atam. Sefer Yireim is a Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he lists off, in his opinion, which are the 613 mitzvahs. He has the Essen and the Lavin. So in the Sefer Yireim, he poses a question, how did the Tanoim know, Vasisim lo kashazamam lasas li'ochiv, let's say the witnesses wanted to be mafsid me, they say that I owe $100,000, so I have to pay the $100,000 to the person against whom I testified falsely. How do you know that I paid the money to him? It was attempted hefsed. Maybe I have to give the money to charity. Where does it say? Where does it say in the Chumash? Whom you pay it to? Huh? You do to him, you punish him, the same extent that he tried to administer a punishment to the other guy.
He didn't want to give it to him, did he?
He wanted to give it to
somebody else.
He wanted Shimon to get the money.
Money, yeah.
So now you don't. He wanted Reuben to pay Shimon. So the whole thing was a lie. The whole thing was a lie. So how do you know that they pay Reuven? Maybe they pay Shimon. Or maybe they pay charity. How do you know that they pay Reuven? He wanted Reuven. They aid him, testified falsely. Reuven owes Shimon $500,000. So if you catch them in a lie, you mazen them, so the Edom have to pay Reuven.
Right, because that's what he wants
to do. Malika. Yeah, but they tried to get him falsely to pay $500,000 to Shimon. So you don't punish them, let them pay $500,000 to Shimon. How did the Tanoim know that you paid the money to Reuven? How do they know? Maybe you penalize the witnesses that they pay money. They pay the money to charity. How do you know? So the Sefer Yireim says that's what the Pirush Amilus is. Vasisim la kashazamam la'asais li'achiv. Vasisim la li'achiv. You make him pay to the person against whom he testified kashazamam la'asais. Not kashazamam la'asais li'achiv goes together. Vasisim la li'achiv kashazamam la'asais. You make the witnesses, you punish the witnesses, you give them the death penalty. So the death penalty is collected by the Reuven. The witnesses were trying to give Reuven the death penalty. Witness trying to make Reuven pay $100,000 to someone else. So when you mazim them and you give them the death penalty, make them pay the $100,000, the death penalty is collected by Reuven. And the Chiyuv Mamon is collected by Reuven. So that's a case of Misal HaZeh. The Yireim says, how do you know that it's Mammon? Who, how did the Tanoim know that you pay the Mammon? to the person against whom they testify. They say that's what it says in the pasuk. Liyachiv means basis malay liyachiv. The death penalty is collected by the other person, and the mammon is collected by the other person. So from the same pasuk that teaches you the elementary klal that it says in the Mishnah, when the Edom Zayimim pay, they pay to the one against whom they testify. See, when they get the death penalty is collected by the one against whom they testify. That's what some want to say. The Gemara has a, the Tanoim have a drash, Vasisim Loi, Kashazamim Lasis Le'ochiv is Bancho Ochiv Kayim. If Ochiv is not Kayim, then it doesn't apply. What does it mean? Let's say the witnesses testified that Reuven was Mechal Shabbos, he deserves a death penalty. The Bezim went ahead and they killed him. They gave him a skila. Then after he's dead already, after Reuven is dead, because we gave him the death penalty, then we're Mazim to aid him. So the Mishnah says there's no din of Kasha Zama. So why is that? How come there's no din? Why? Haposik? So some of the Rishonim assume because the death penalty is collected by Reuven only if he's alive. Once he's dead, there's no one to collect. There's no one to collect. By Rat Seach, I killed him. So he is dead. So the Torah says the Goel Adam comes to collect on behalf of the Horug. He's collecting. It's really Misol Azeh. Rat Seach is really Misol Azeh. And Edom Zemimim is Misol Azeh. And there's no institution of Goel Adam. So if the guy died from a heart attack, let's say witnesses testify that Reuven deserves... Reuven was Mechal Shabbos and he deserves Skila, and a guy, Reuven, gets a heart attack and he drops dead. Not that we administered the Mises Bez. Reuven gets a heart attack and he dies. So that's a big question. Would you say, we usually say Kash Zama Vela Kash Erosa. Some assume, but the Bezin didn't administer the Misa. But the Gemara never says Kash Zama Vela Kash Erosa. The Gemara says, Asisim La Kash Zama La Asis Loch Bizmat Shochiv Kayam. So if in the Gemara's Lashon it would appear, even if Reuven died from heart attack, they didn't succeed in giving him, they didn't administer the Mises Bez. He died from a heart attack, so there's no din of Kasha Zama, because it's Misa Lazeh, Misa is collected by the person against whom the witnesses testified, and he can only collect because man that he's alive. If he dies a natural death, so there's no din of Kasha Zama. So the Rivo, just again to review, the Rivo says, usually Misa is Lashamayim. All the Averis, all the Chayvim, Mises, Bezdin, Skilus, Feif, Eric, Henning, Mises is always Lashamayim. There are only two cases that is considered Miso Lazeh. The only two cases are Edom Zanimim and Retzeach. And whenever it's Miso Lazeh, V'tashlum and Lazeh, so the Rivo says, Take, there's no Kom Levi the Rabbine. You don't apply Kom Levi the Rabbine. But by Retzeach, he adds on, he interprets in the Gemara like that, if I'm about to murder someone, so first I wait, and I get a gun, and I point the gun, and then I shoot. So as I'm preparing to kill him, I have the status of a reiv. And a reiv is nitan lahatziloi b'chol adam. Everyone has a right and the obligation to kill a reiv in order to save the nirdaf. So since before, every time before I become a retzeach, I act as a reiv, so in addition to the misa lazeh, the chi of misa of retzeach is to the horug. And the Goel Adam comes to collect. But in addition to the Chiv to the Harug, seconds, moments before he does the act of Ritzichi, he's a Raidif. When he's a Raidif, is Harigasa B'chol Adam, so it becomes Misa L'chol Adam. That's why every case of Ratzeach is covered with Kom Lebi D'Rab Minei, because it's Misa Umamim to the same person. Everyone had a right and obligation to kill him. So he only left with one case, that's Misa L'zeh, Edom Zemimim. Every case of Ritzach that's also should have been Misa Lazeh, because the Horug has the right to collect, and the Goel Adam comes to collect on behalf of the Horug. So every case of Ritzach, before he did the act of Ritzach, he was a Roidev, and the Roidev is Riesh Rishus al Chol Adam Lahargai. So it's always going to be. That's what Taisus says. V'rivo Oimer. That's the fourth wide line in the Taisus. Alamed Aleph Amed Aleph. V'rivo Oimer. The B'chol Mokam Misa L'zeh V'tashlum L'zeh is always Chayiv. In other words, you never apply Kom Levi D'Rab Minei. But how many cases in the whole wide world are there of Misa L'zeh V'tashlum L'zeh? Misa is always Misa L'Hashemayim. You never have Misa L'zeh. It says B'chol Mokam V'Evet Kofes Lo V'Roidef by the case of Ratzeach Shaini, Denit L'Hatzel L'Chol Odom L'Chay Misa L'Chol Ha'Odom. L'chol ha'olam. Moments before he does the Ritzicha, when he does the Ritzicha, it's Misol Hazeh. But moments before, right before, he's acting as a Roidev. And the Roidev is Nitan L'harga B'chol Odom. So it's always going to be Misol moment to the same person, by Ritzeach. So it's going to boil down to the same as Rabbi Nathan Thompson. There's only one case in Kol HaTorah Kula with his Misol Hazeh, and you won't apply Kom Levi the Rabbinate. That's going to be by Yedim Zayimim. That's the only case.
Even though you don't have kill him, you have to just stop him with the least possible force. But theoretically, you could kill him.
Theoretically, you have a right to kill him if it's necessary to prevent him from doing the murder. So that makes it misa l'chol olam. Right.
If we're going to define whether or not nefashos hazeh as who has the right to kill him, then why is Eden Zolman considered the guy they were trying to testify about, he has a right to kill them? No.
That's Misal because Kasha Zamam is collected by the one against whom they testify. That's really Misal Azeh.
What does that mean?
And Ratzeach is also Misal Azeh. And Ratzeach should have not been any case of Ratzeach, and I'm Chai Misa to the Horeg in moment to someone else, I really shouldn't apply Kom Levi the Rabbinate. But because the second before I do the Ratzicha, a rodev, so that's also called misa l'chol adam, because anyone has a right to kill him. But the real misa l'zeh is like the retzeach, the chiyuv misa is to the haruk, and to the edim zayim, and the chiyuv is to the one against whom they nidon, the one against whom they testify.
So by the retzeach, I understand why that's called misa l'zeh then, because he has the chiyuv to kill him. Why, I don't understand why it's called misa l'zeh by the edim zayim, and what about every other defunct? Why isn't that misa l'zeh then?
Edim zayim is also misa l'zeh.
Why is that different than a regular case of...
Regular Misa is called Misa L'Hashamayim. But here the pasuk says, V'asisim lo kasher zamam lasas, li ochiv goes on who collects the kasher zamam. That's what the Sefer, what's his name? Sefer Reim writes like that. Sefer Reim raised the issue, how did the Tanaim know that when we penalize Adam Zemim, they pay the money to the person against whom they testified, maybe they give the money to Bezin. Maybe Bezin should give it to Tzedakah. So he says, no, that's what the words of the pasuk say. Vasitzim loy liochiv. Liochiv means you pay to ochiv. It's usually not assumed like that. Usually you translate, kasher zamam lasas liochiv. It's a phrase that goes together. So the Reim says it doesn't go together. The word lochiv goes on vasitzim loy liochiv. So it goes both on mammon and on nefashos. That's a chiddush. Eidim Zaymimim is Misa L'Zeh, and Ratzeach is Misa L'Zeh. Except that every Ratzeach, in addition to being Misa L'Zeh, is also Misa L'Chol Adam. But it's also Misa, the Oynish Misa for the Ratzeach is really Misa L'Zeh. And the Gemara calls it Chosei de Goel Adam. If we'll acquit the Ratzeach, we'll pass on that his potter. So there are two Tzdodim over here. It's like a Dintar and Dini Mominus. If he wins, so he loses. So who's going to lose? Chosei de Goel Adam, the Gemara has a Loshen. The Goel Adam loses that. Because the Goel Adam is considered as if he's collecting on behalf of the Horuk. There's a discussion in Rishonim. The din is that a Karev is Pasalaitis. What do you mean a Karev is Pasalaitis? There's a deter between Reuben and Shimon. So whoever is a cousin of mine, whoever cousin of yours, Karev is Pasalaitis. What if there's a discussion whether someone's Chayiv Misa? So who's called a Karev? So whoever is a Karev of the person, we're discussing whether the person, he was Machal Shabbos, he was Abed Abed Azari, he was Baal Eishasish, he was a Ritzeach, whoever is a cousin, whoever is related to this person, the Nidon, the one whom we're discussing, that's called a Karev. What if someone is a Karev to the Harug? Reuben murders Shimon. And Shimon's brother comes to testify that he killed my brother. But Shimon's brother is not related to Reuben. Shimon's brother, Shimon is dead. So Shimon's brother comes to Bez and he says that Reuben killed my brother. You have two witnesses, one witness and Shimon's brother. Shimon's brother, is he called a Karev? Is he called a Karev? So in Shulchan Aruch, there are more paskins that doesn't come up, Halacha Maaseh, there are more paskins like the Rishonim. Krovi ha-harug, ksherim lohoid neged haretzeach. The harug is not the baldovar. The brother of the Horeg can come and testify that he killed my brother. That's not a Karev to the Baldin. The Baldin is the murderer. We're discussing whether the murderer is Chayiv Misa. Not that there is no other tzad. And according to this Balatay, according to the Rivaz, not so. The Rivo says the chiyuv misa by Retzeach is misa lazeh. And the Goel Adam comes to collect the misa on behalf of the Haruk. So whoever is a karev to the Haruk is a karev, it's pasul aidus. That's a fundamental machlekes harishanim. Is it misa lazeh? All din in the fashion says misa lashamayim. Adam zaymimim is misa lazeh. He says a chish. Misa lazeh. Because vasisim lo eliyachiv. The chiyuv misa is considered as if it's collected by the person against whom they testified. And then by din and by retzeach, that's a fundamental machlokes rishonim. So there are more paskins like those rishonim that the chiyuv misa by retzeach is not to the horug, krovi horug aksherim lohayid neged haretzeach. They're not kriven to the baldover. There's only one baldover. And it didn't turn out two baldovers, tavel and nitva. By din and the first, only one baldover, whether the person is chay misa or not. You don't say that the horug is a baldover. And the Rivo holds not so. The Rivo holds that the chi of Misa by Retzeach, the Goel Adam, is the korev to the Baldova. The Baldova is the Haruk. So he holds that Krove HaHaruk, Apsulam Lohoid, Neged HaRetzeach. There's a Gemara, a famous Gemara, in the first parak in Makkos. The Mishnah formulates a din of korev apostle. If a group of witnesses comes to Bezdin and they testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and it turns out one of the Edom is Karev Apostle, so you can't accept any of the witnesses. So the Gemara first thought that the din of Karev Apostle applies even if they didn't come to court to testify, just if they were watching when the Ritzicha happened. So the Gemara says, Ela Meyato, if there's a din of Karev Apostle, even by Eid HaRoya, by watching, so the Gemara says, Ela Meyato, Harug Yatzil. When I murder you, so you're watching when I murdered you. So you're pasul aedus. So every case of murder, you always have a case of karev pasul. So why did the Gemara think that the horug is pasul aedus? Why is the horug pasul aedus? Why did the Gemara think such a double pasul? So Taisus says four pshatim. One pshat, the horug is the baldover. The chiv misa is to him. But then Taisus gives another three pshatim because they don't hold like that. That's the Riva holds like that. The horug is the baldover. The baldover is pasulaitis. Rashi learns on the Gemara, the horug is the baldover. Rashi on the Gemara, Makkos holds like this Rivo. The horug is the baldover. Then Taisus has another three pshatim. Another pshat is the horug is a sine. He hates the murderer. The one killed him. A sine is pasulaitis. And the question is, but we don't pass him like that Tana. We pass on sine is kashulaitis. So the Rishonim came up with an einfall that a sine gomor is for sure pasulaitis. If I hate him a little bit, kashulaitis. I'm not choshed l'shak, but a sani gomer is pasulaitis. So Tosfos has another pshat. Maybe the horug is not pasulaitis because of baldover. Maybe it's pasul because of sani. Maybe it's pasul because he's a trefa. When I shoot him, the first bullet makes him a trefa, and the tenth bullet kills him. So he's a trefa at the time that he's watching me shoot him, and a trefa is pasulaitis. Then Tosfos gives another pshat that the Chumash says makor ovi v'imo mos yumos. So the father is related to the son who's beating him up. That was the Moros Kasha Horug Yatzel. In the case where the Pasuk says the Horug is related to the Horeg, Makov V'Ima, in that case it was the Moros Kasha, because he's my father. So that's why you should say Korv Apostle. In the case where the Horug is a Korv to the Horeg. So Taisus has four Pshatim. So the simple Pshat is the way Rashi and the Rivo learn. Horug Yatzel, because the Horug is the Baldov, the Chiyuv means is to the Horug. But then Taisus veers from that. They give another three pshatim, and there are more paskins that krovi ha-horug, aksherim lohoid, neged haretzich. There's not a chiyuv misa lazeh.
So why is the only case that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivah are arguing that is Edom Zalman?
No, the only case where they agree that misa lazeh v'tashlum and lazeh, you don't apply kam lebi de rabbinei. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds there's only one exception to the rule because of Eidu Shiat Yochel Azim, only by Yedim Zavimim. The Rivo says no, in principle, every single case of Misa Lezeva Tashlum and Lezeh does not come Levi the Rabbeinu, but you never have, where do you ever have Misa Lezeh? It's always Misa Lashamayim. So the only two cases that is what to speak about that it's Misa Lezeh. One is Eidim Zavimim, Vasis Meloi Liyochiv, it's Misa Lezeh, and one is Retzeach. But every Retzeach we kick out, every Retzeach, the second before he does the Ritzich, he's a Reidif, and the Reidif is Nitan Lahargan B'chol Adam. So it's not only is it Misa Lezeh, it's Misa L'chol Adam. So it boils down to the same thing. The Rivo is left with only one case. He agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. one and only case where you say misa lazeh betashlum lazeh that come levi the rabbi, it doesn't apply is edim zavimim, but for different reason. Rabbi Natam says because otherwise it'll be edish yafte ochel azima, and the Rivo says no, because misa lazeh tashlum lazeh you don't apply come levi the rabbi, but there's only one case in kol tarukula that's misa lazeh.
There was a Gemara
Tehillim
writing, and you killed the person
on
who there was a
Gemara Tehillim. Okay.
You're not
high. He's a Gavik Tehillim, not
high at all. Somebody,
someone kills him, he's Pata. Okay. A Gavik Tehillim, so you're Pata.
They
would be high if he makes a has. Okay. There's no Kam Levi the Rabbi. Okay.
So,
correct?
It's that.
Rabbi Natam claims that from all the 100 cases of Kam Levi the Rabbi, there's only one case where Misa Lezeva Tashlum and Lazer, where we don't apply Kam Levi the Rabbi, only by Eidim Zanimim, because otherwise it'll be Eidish Yatei Ochel Azima. It's a quirk of an exception to the rule. Otherwise it'll be Eidish Yatei Ochel Azima. The Rivo says no. In principle, every single case of Misa Lezeva Tashlum and Lazer, you don't apply. Rabbi Natam says you always apply Kam Levi the Rabbi. Even in Misa Lezeva Tashlum and Lezeva Haraya, because the original Pasuk of the Mei Vlada says Misa Lezeva Tashlum and Lezeva. Misa is to the Isha, because he killed the Isha, and Tashlum to the Baal. So the Baalei HaTosfos say it's not true, the Tashlum is to the Isha, not to the Baal. Tashlum is to the Isha, but the Baal takes it away from the Isha. But it's not Misa Lezeva. Rabbi Natan claims he always say Misa Lezeva Tashlum and Lezeva is always Kam Levi the Rabbini. That's the original Pasuk, is the Mei Vlada. Maybe Lord is every case is Misa Lezeva Tashlum and Lezeh. So the Baalei HaTosfos disagree, and it's not true. Tashlum and the Maybe Lord is really Tashlum to the Isha. So it's Misa to the Isha and Tashlum to the Isha. And then the Rivo says, every in theory, every single case of Misa Lezeva Tashlum and Lezeh, they will not be covered with Kam Levi the Rabbi. But there are only two cases of Misa Lezeh. Every case in Misa is always Misa LaShemayim. So the only two cases in Kol HaTarukula, Misa LaZeh, are Ratzeach, because the Goel Adam is called Chayvsa the Goel Adam. If the Ratzeach is acquitted, Yomar Sanhedrin considers it as if they're two tzedarim at Taveh and a Nitva. So if the Goel Adam loses, if we acquit the Ratzeach. So it's considered as if the Misa is collected by the Goel Adam on behalf of the Haruk. He's the Baldover. It's Misa LaZeh. And the other case of Misa Lezeh is Eidim Zemimim, because of the way the Sefer Reim read the Pasuk. Vasisim loy liyochiv kasher zamam lasas. The Misa is collected by the person against whom they testified. So there are only two cases of Misa Lezeh. And in both cases, you should have said, Misa Lezeh v'tashlam Lezeh is not covered with Kam Levi the Rabbinei, but then we throw out all the cases of Ritzeh, because the moment before he does the Ritzicheh, he's a Reidif, and a Reidif is Nitan L'Harga B'chol Adam, so that's also called Misa L'chol Adam. Totally different pshat from the Rabbein Atam. So it boils down, they said the same thing. You only say Misa L'zev Tashlum and L'zev, there's no Kam Levi Rabbein. By one case, only by Eidim Zavim. But it's a whole different explanation. Why? He started off in the opposite direction.
The whole pshat of every Ratzeach being a Reidif, is that in this
Tosfos
or somewhere else?
Yeah, our Tosfos says it. Here, the last five lines in this Tosfos, Rivo Omer, the Bechol Mokam Misa Lezeh Tashlum Zeh Chaya, the Ebi Kofis Levi Radif Shaini, why? The Nitan Lahatzel Lechol Odom. Ebi Ratzeach is Misa Lezeh, but it was a Radif the second before. Ebi Kofis Lo, the Gemara in Bava Kam, Ebi Kofis Lo, and I burned down the barn, I made a Hezek, and I killed the Eved. So that's Misa Lezeh to the Eved. Death penalty with Tashlum and Lezeh to the owner of the barn. So he says, but the second before the Eved was killed, I was a Reidif. So the Misa of Ratzeach is Misa Lezeh, but the Misa of the Reidif, the second before he was a Reidif, so the Reidif is considered Misa L'chol Adam. Because everybody has the right to kill him. Yeah?
You can't just be answering the Gemara that we brought earlier, which was talking about a usual case of Reidif.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that find David.
Right,
Reda Shishi became right, that's one case. Then in Bava Kama Dav Chabez, Bigdil Lachad V'Avdi Dachad, even though it's Misa Lezeh, but Tashlum and Lezeh, he still do say, Kam Levi the Rabbini. Why? Because the second before the Yevet got killed, I was a Reiref. So it was Nitan Lahatzilim, so Ebi Ratzeach. Ebi Ratzeach, the second before, the Ritzicha itself is Miso Lazer. The Chi of Miso by Ratzeach is to the Horuk. But Ebi Ratzeach is also a Miso Lakol, because Ebi Ratzeach is also a Reiref. So the Reiref is Muta Laharga, Nitan Laharga Mechal Adam.
The case of Ebed seems to resemble classic Reiref more, because you prepare the death, you tie him down.
Correct.
As opposed to somebody who just takes out a gun and shoots somebody. So how do we see here that it's talking about all Ritzicha?
Every case of Ratzach is always a Reiref before.
You should say Ratzach. Because it's like Rodef, as opposed to...
They're dealing with the two Gemaras, yeah. The one Gemara was Bava Kama Dav Chabez, the other Gemara was Sanhedrin Dav Ayin Dalet, and Huad Dinami, every Rodef, every Ratzach is always a Rodef. The second before he does the Ritzich, he's a Rodef. So they said, they knocked that out. There were only two cases of Miso Lezan Kola Tarakula, and then they knocked out Ratzach, so you're only left with one, Edom Zayim. The other is always going to be a Miso Lakol. Yeah, the Rabbeinu Tam holds every Misa is Lashemayim, and you still say Kam Levi the Rabbeinu. Every Misa is ever Tashlom and Azai, you also say Kam Levi the Rabbeinu. He brings the right from the case of the Mevelodis. He says the original marker of Kam Levi the Rabbeinu is the Mevelodis. Mevelodis is always Misa Lazev for killing the Isha, but Tashlom and Azai to the husband. For killing the Uber, that belonged to the husband. So he says, built into that parsha is that every case of Misa Lazev, Tashlom and Azai will be potter from the Tashlomim. Then the Baal HaTosis said, not necessarily. Not necessarily true, because it could be that it's Mamon La'isha, because the Uber is inside her body, like the Rambam holds. That was the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivit. The Pashto says, Machlokes are Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, where they can prove from the Mevelodis that it's always Mamon La'zeh, and Misa La'zeh. That's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivit.
We have a case of the Mevelodis, by Edenson. In other words, they
didn't
come and say, this happened, this man, this woman.
Yeah. The babies came out, okay. Later comes out, it wasn't true. So then, according to that
shot that you don't say by Aiden Zonerman,
they wouldn't. The Aiden testify falsely that someone did.
Just, yeah.
Was not given to Isha.
And now they owe money for the.
What, and the woman did get killed, did not get killed? If the woman didn't get killed, so they're only coming to testify falsely that the makeh, the nogev, has to pay the mevelodis?
And if the woman did get killed?
Then the kom levi the rabbinei, so the edus was never accepted in the first place to make a chi of mamon.
Why can't, and I don't understand why it can't be. And the whole
no, let's say Adam come and testify, I burned down your barn on Shabbos. So the Bezin not going to make me pay, it's come Levi the Rabbi now.
Right.
Then we're Mazim the Adam, it was a lie. So even if we Paskin, the Bezin Paskin the Adam are telling the truth, and they say, I'm Pater, come Levi the Rabbi. Because Mazim say, you don't give an Einish Misa, so I'm off to, it was no Hasroa. And I don't have to pay the mamon. Right. Then if you mazim the Edom, you can't make him pay kasha zamam. The Bez never made a gemar din that I have to pay, because it was covered with kam lebi deramine. So let's say witnesses testify that someone was nogev his isha biyotzo yilodeho. So if the isha died, then kam lebi deramine. So the Bez will never make a gemar din that is chayiv to pay mamon. So there won't be any kasha zamam in such a case. And if the isha didn't die, so there's only a chayiv tashlumi mamon. So the Bez makes a gemar din, he has to pay. If you mazim the Edom, so they have to pay.
Every cash is on them. You're missing this.
When you have a cash is on them on Misa, when you have one Bez made a gemar din le Misa based on the false testimony, and then you mazim the Edom, so then you give the Edom cash is on them, you give them the Einish Misa. So that's called Misa Lazer. That's what the Rivo holds. That's called Misa Lazer. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not because Misa Lazer, because Eidush Yat Yochel Azima, a whole different reason. The Rivo says not because it's Misa Lazer, it's a different kind of Einish Misa. Usually Misa Lashemayim, and there are two cases that are not Misa Lashemayim, Ratzeach and Eidim Zemimim is a Misa Lazer. These are very important tesis. This machlok is the rivo in the Rabbeinu Tam. What's the halacha? When do you apply kamlei b'dirayim? When do you not? So the boils down, they said the same thing. Only one gemara in Sanhedrin daf yud, but for totally different explanation. Okay, but then that tomorrow is a regular day. Maybe we'll try to go by that.